The Cathedral Arts Project has been a quiet but powerful part of Omaha's cultural life for more than four decades. It grew out of an old idea that a place of gathering should be a place of art, community, and inspiration, not just ritual. Bob Wild is the president-elect of the Cathedral Arts Project's board of directors. He came to Omaha in 2021 after retiring with his wife and to be closer to family. He quickly found a city that surprised him.
Cathedral Arts Project has been around for 42 years now. The cathedral in medieval times was not just a religious place, but it was also a cultural place where people came together and experienced the art on the walls, which helped perform a teaching function.
That mission, art as a bridge between people and community, is what brought Bob to the organization. And now, in one of his first major moves as incoming president, he is bringing back a group that many Omahans remember with great affection. The Tamburicians. These young performers, dancers, musicians, and singers have been representing the cultures of Eastern Europe since 1937. And the last time they came to Omaha, they packed the Orpheum.
The Tamburicians were founded by a gentleman by the name of Dr. A. Lester Pierce. He originally intended it as a way to help students fund their education, and that is actually how it continues to this day. There are approximately, over the course of its history, between 20 and 25 or 30 performers involved. Very dynamic group, diverse group, and from the very beginning, it has sought to represent different Eastern European countries and regions within those countries. As many of you may know, the borders over the course of time in Eastern Europe have shifted from one area to another. And as a result, there's a mixed match of cultures. There are some similarities, but some very great differences.
The Tamburicians first came to Omaha back in 1959, brought here by the Croatian Cultural Society. What started with a full high school auditorium grew into something much larger over the following decades.
The first year in 1959, they managed to fill a 420-seat high school auditorium. And by the early 90s, they actually filled the Orpheum. Somewhere near 1,800 people altogether attended that event.
Bob has seen the show many times before, at his church in Southern California, where he brought the Tamburicians for many years.
Even bringing your teenager who says, "Oh, Mom, I'm not sure I want to go to this," they will be amazed when they leave at how amazing and how incredible the performance is, and will find themselves enjoying and wanting to come back again.
This season, the Tamburicians program spans Eastern Europe and extends all the way to Ireland, a full evening of costumes, live music, and storytelling through movement. And for Bob, it represents something bigger than entertainment. It is about bringing the world to Omaha for those who might never get to travel there themselves.
Not everyone has the opportunity to travel internationally, so to bring an international flavor of a half dozen Eastern European, bring that into your auditorium and experience all that in a single evening is an opportunity that those who don't have the chance to travel internationally, I would think, would relish.
Looking ahead, the Cathedral Arts Project also has a Spanish colonial art exhibition this April and May, and poetry art walks in May and June. Bob's vision for his tenure is to go deeper into Omaha's many communities and find a home for those kinds of performances that don't always have one. For more information, you can visit cathedralartsproject.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.